thank you for family. Thank you for our family, Lord, just our family, just our extended brothers and sisters, Lord, that we have here at church. Thank you that you're our Father, that you adopted us in, Lord, and that you love us. Lord, thank you for what you're about to teach us here today, Lord, and let it be from you and not from me. Let us have ears to hear, and let us get something out of it. Whatever you want, your will be done. Lord, we pray for those who are not here, Lord. Maybe they're traveling and just a traveling mercy's upon them. Or maybe they don't know you, Lord. And we just pray that they get to know you, that they have there's an opportunity presented to them and they take it and they go out and they draw closer to you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so in Revelations chapter 12, we began it last week, right? Last Sunday. Remember? One, two, that number. Yeah, we started reading that. And if you remember, since there's only one, yeah. So if you remember, it started details on three images. There was a woman. There's a child. And there was a purple dinosaur.
No. Barney's not in there.
No, it's not Barney. But there was a dragon. So, do you remember what the woman, the image of the woman represented?
No.
Israel, the nation of Israel. No, you're not. And then the child. But what does the child represent?
Jesus.
Exactly right. And then we have the dragon.
The dragons are cool.
But this dragon is Satan.
I'm not cooking for dinner.
There you go. Tastes like chicken. So last week, we saw that the devil loses. Right? Yes, he's the loser. He's always losing, but this time he loses and he's cast from heaven and cast down to the earth. So we're going to start out in Revelation chapter 12, verse 13. And Mia, would you like to start?
Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child.
You're hallucinating? I hope not. You read just fine. Satan just loses, as I already said. And this makes him so happy. Right? Aren't you happy when you lose?
Yeah, I thought you said that makes him happy. I'm like, why would that make him happy?
It did. It made him very mad. He got even more mad. So he knows that he can't hurt God. He already lost, right? He can't hurt God, so he goes after someone God loves, which was the woman. So Israel. He goes after Israel. And if you look at the lineage, that'd be your family tree. So Jesus' family tree comes from King David. So Jesus is Jewish. His background is earthly parents were Jewish, and so Jesus is Jewish. Have you ever heard of the term anti-Semitic? No? So it's basically racism towards Jewish people. So well, we know racism bad because it's not that people get a free pass. Because if they've done something bad, you know, they should be judged or you should not hang out with them. But judging somebody just because of their race, their color, or whatever is wrong. You know, to already have that pre-notion that I'm going to hate this person because they're Jewish. I'm going to hate this person because he has long hair. Or, you know, it's wrong to prejudge. Now, anti-Semitic feelings in the United States have been kind of on the rise here lately. And it's so much that it hasn't got to this level or hasn't been talked about as much since World War II. Because usually the United States is very in line with Israel. But that, because of that, people beginning asking, well, is this a sign of the end times? Because that'd be persecuting. Because when you're racism, when you're racist against a certain person, you're persecuting that person.
You remember Anastasia, right?
Yeah.
We had a sleepover for my birthday, and we were talking about politics. I don't know why she just brought it up, and she started saying some things about Israel and, like, the Jews and stuff, so now I don't want to hang out with her. And my mom said that's a good thing. It is.
It is. You know, there's a lot of people, and so that is a difficult subject because they have some backing to say, as well, Israel has done this, Israel has done that. And sometimes they're not perfect, they're not angels, right? They don't do everything right, but there is that sentiment as far as people just bashing them. Because it's not everybody. It's kind of like, just because we're American doesn't mean we all do the same thing.
We all eat burgers.
Right. We all eat burgers. We all eat, you know, listen to country music. And
who doesn't listen to country music?
I don't know. They must not be American. But I'm just saying is, you know, judging the whole nation isn't right. Without even knowing. So, but it's not that somebody who does that isn't a good person. You know, they might be just a great person. They just have things misaligned. I wouldn't say that. She is not. She might have certain feelings. I'm not saying they're wrong. Oh, really? And there's a lot of things, and you start listening to social media. And then there's always about this and that. And with social media, they'll point you to the direction they want you to go. They'll give you all the information. And it's like, okay, this makes sense. There's completely opposite, and this makes sense. But we see that. It's hard to point down that, oh, well, this is the end times because all this is happening.
It may not happen for
another. It may not, because nobody knows the hour, right? You never know. You know, because ever since Israel's been a people, a nation, there's been a plot of its demise. Ever since, there's always something that comes against it. But God keeps protecting Israel. Revelation chapter 12, verse 14. Stephen.
But the woman was given two wings of a great angel that she might fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished.
So, for the people who do not think Israel is a big part of God's plan, they may want to think about Israel as a nation, you know, it's the size of the state of New Jersey. You know, so it's about, you know, New Jersey is the fifth smallest state in the United States. So, I mean, it's if you look on a map, it's not this big, but if you look on a map, it's tiny, especially compared to Arizona. It is a tiny state. But Israel has been talked about since history has been began being written. You know, it's always been there. You know, the nation of Israel has always had a way to escape, you know, being annihilated. God will provide a way. You know, it says two wings of a great eagle. Wah! Right? You know, these two big wings. You know, some people see this as, well, you know, in modern times, we're, you know, Bible must be talking about a huge transport plane, you know, taken. Well, it's talking about their way to escape. Like the nation of Israel got in planes and flew out of there. Or it could be in that it's figuratively. It's just that when they made their escape, it was very quick. Like they got out of there very quickly. Now, a time in times in a half a time. So that's a time, it's a measurement, right? That's what time is. There's a measurement of itself. It's the measurement of time. And it fits that time. This is where it kind of gets just confusing a little bit, but it fits that's a year. So a time is 1 year. So times, that's plural, so that's 2 years. So there's a time, times, and then a half a time is a half a year. So that would be 3.5 years. So the time for, you know, she'll be there in the wilderness a time in times in a half a time, that's 3.5 years. So that's referring to the midway point of Daniel's prediction of a 7-year end times tribulation. Earlier in the chapter, on verse 6, so Revelation 12, verse 6, Michelle? So, it's saying the same thing what we just read, but 1,260 days, how long do you think that is in years? 3.5 years. It all ties together. The woman will be in the wilderness for 3.5 years. So, why use different ways to measure time? To make people do math. That's good. You know, maybe John just encouraging the youth of the world to do math. Maybe he's just creative. Right. Or have you ever written a book report? Had to write a book report. And you don't want to use the same word over and over. It's like and is it, you know, you start doing that, it's like you don't know any other word to use in that place. So you try to switch it up a little bit. However, the theory what makes even more sense than just making us do math is that when John wrote this book, there were different nations. Just like today, there's different nations, and there's different ways people, or different terms people use to measure time. Right? Maybe some people want it in days. Maybe some people want to say times. Maybe certain people want it in months. So the Bible is written for the whole world, not just me, not just for the Western Hemisphere, which we'd probably want to say years, but it's written for the whole world. And John wants everybody to know this point, that it's 3.5 years. When it's, he's pointing exactly when it's happening, in the middle of the end times, drawing to the fact that this isn't new information. This is information that's been there since the Old Testament. Like I said, it's Daniel. And it hasn't changed. And God does not change. Revelation chapter 12, 15 and 16. So the serpent spewed water out of his mouth, like a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. So the serpent, dragon, or Satan, it's all referring to Satan, he tries his best to imitate God in the flood, right? And actually, we're not sure if it means literal water that he spewed out of his mouth. It could be just a flood of violence or hate. You know, kind of like living water comes from God's word, right? So the word out of the devil would be poisoned water. It could be something like that. And we know that the devil is a good liar. That's not a trait you want to have, but he's a good liar. He's very persistent. And he can trick even good people into going against God.
You mean I don't want the skill to be a good liar? I do. I need to be a good liar.
For why?
My sister.
For your sister? No, the truth will set you free. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah. I'm a good liar, though.
But you should always tell the truth. Even if you have the ability, you should tell the truth. So the devil, as good of a liar as he is, he's no God. You know, God stops him from having his victory. He stops his tiny flood. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. Yeah.
And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
All right. So, yet again, devil loses. Right? Hate, if unchecked, can consume even the most powerful people. It doesn't matter if you're strong, hate will consume. Satan cannot hurt God. He can't hurt the nation of Israel. Devil is so enraged, he sets his sight or his eyes on who? Who does he set his sights on? Her offspring, exactly. Her offspring, what keeps the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Who do we think that is?
Christians,
exactly. He goes after Christians. You know, there's ones that may not be Jewish. I don't have, as far as I know, I don't have any Jewish in my background. Maybe way, way, way back. You? Maybe not. Well, yeah. Yeah, but you're not directly in line with Jewish. So Gentiles, kind of like us, Gentiles, we've been grafted in, we've been adopted by God. You know, Gentiles, we may not have the same bloodline as a Jewish person. However, we're just as loved by God. You know, not less than, not more than, but equal to. God loves everybody equally. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1, Stephen.
These hot bands are turned away wrath, but in harsh word stirs up anger.
I know that verse. I don't remember. I didn't know where it came from.
Well, there you go. Came from the Bible.
No, don't, Sherlock.
So if we tried to do that, a soft word. You know, if you react harshly to wrath, it's not going to stop anything, right? It just creates more anger.
You look at them dead in the eye and smack them and then run away. They won't get away, and then you teleport away, then come up behind them and strangle them. It's the best solution.
Maybe not, because I don't know anybody who can televote. Maybe. There will be times, there will be, not talking about years, but there will be a time where everybody needs God's help to stay in control. Yo, and that is okay. We're trying to be better, right? But there might be a point, and it's okay if you get to that point, because God is happy to help, right? He wants to help. The thing is, we need to remember to call on Him during those times. Because you didn't call on God?
No.
Oh. Oh. Stress reliever. Right? And sometimes God will motion you to do stuff like that to have you put that anger into something more constructive.
Yeah, and I won't accidentally break my teeth by clenching my jaw too
tight. Right. So we need to remember to call on when we need help, not after we need help. You know, having be a part of our lives, every aspect of our life. Not just, oh, the good times, I'm having fun, I'm singing at church. But during the times where we're down and we're low and we're mad, those are the times we need God. 1 John chapter 2, 1 and 2. Michelle? God lets us know these things so that we can be prepared. That's why the Bible's there. That's why we read Revelation, so we can be prepared. So we'll know the right thing to do at the right time. But don't look past, don't forget about that second sentence or the beginning of that second sentence. And it says, and if anyone sins. So He did this so nobody would sin, but if anybody sins. So God knows us, right? He knows we're not perfect. He knows that we will probably fall short from time to time. You know, and that's why we need Jesus. He's our advocate. Now, advocate, if you don't know, is a court terminology. It's talking about somebody who fights for you, who stands up and defends you. It's a character witness, kind of a defense attorney. If you ever watch any law shows or something, you might know that term. But then on the other end, there's Satan, and he's kind of like the prosecutor. He's the one what's like, oh, hey, judge, which is God. Judge is God. And he's like, hey, God, you know, look at everything these people done. They did this. They slipped in on Sunday. What are you going to do about it? But then there's Jesus, who's going to stand up and speak and say, Dad, you know, they did do those things, but they're with me. And I have paid for their sins, not just their sins, but everybody who knows me and I know them, I paid for their sins also. So he's going to stand up for us. And that's what we need. We need somebody to stand up for us. You know, and who better than Jesus? Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So Jesus, you know, he's there to take our burdens. He's there to take our stress. He's there to lean on. Don't forget about him, and he will never forget about you. Michelle, can you close this in prayer?